Well, homeowners are finally starting to figure out, yeah, we should refinance, because if you bought your house in the last maybe 2 or 3 years, your rate's probably 7%, and you know they're 6% now. So mortgage refinancing just surged, but it halted yesterday. Reason why is mortgage rates jumped 0.8% yesterday alone. Well, the markets had to blame somebody, so they blamed Trump and Greenland. Well, they had nothing to do with it. So what happened to rates yesterday? Is it going to continue to keep going up and up and up? Well, folks, my name is Dan Frio, and I'm coming in each day to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and why. And the reason why I do this, I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. And if you need some assistance, I'd love to help you. But you're here for these things. So what happened yesterday? Well, let's get to it. So yesterday, what happened, actually, mortgage rates, they jumped, and they jumped big. The mainstream media is blaming Greenland, but Greenland had nothing to do with it. It was actually the Japanese bond market. Japanese bond yields hit the record high that they've never hit before. And it's attracting investors all over the world. That's actually what happened yesterday. So what's going to happen from here on out? Well, it's going to depend on this right through here, the Supreme Court. What are they going to rule on? Well, they're going to rule to say, are these tariffs legal or not? Well, there's going to be three outcomes. I'll give them to you and let you know what's going to happen with mortgage rates. One, they're going to deem these completely legal. Well, that's probably going to have mortgage rates inch maybe a little bit higher, just to say, okay, now we don't know what Trump's going to do. There's no guardrails. But there could be another alternative that says you can't do anything. Well, that's going to cause interruptions too. We're going to have to refund millions, if not billions of dollars. How's it all going to work? What most likely is going to happen, they're going to come in and say, okay, you can do these, but you can't do these. And so what the administration is going to do is they're going to have a plan B already for these things over through here. So it's going to blend out. Probably in a month or two, you'll be like, okay, what really happened? So that's actually what's going to happen through here. So I think the markets are going to calm down, but let's get over to see what the economic news looks like for this week, because is there anything here that could really disrupt the market? Well, president's talking in Davos today, so we'll see how that goes. But when you talk the economic news, well, on Wednesday, we really don't have anything here that would really shock the market. But then you start going to Thursday and Friday, we're going to get a lot of pieces of the puzzle on what the economy looks like. Now, if you watch all these channels, what's the economy? What do they focus in on? They focus in on jobs and inflation. Well, we're going to get piece of that this week. So on Thursday, we're going to get initial jobless claims. You can see right through here. And we're going to get continued jobless claims. That's going to let us know, are people able to get jobs back if they got let go? So that's going to give us kind of the health of the jobs market. Then what you're going to start seeing is GDP. GDP starting to spike. That's how productive our economy is. And then you're going to see what's called the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure. And there's a whole bunch of numbers here. This is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. So we're going to see how this goes. They're saying, well, year over year, the Moneyball number right down through here was 2.8. They're saying it's going to go down to 2.7. That would be great news, well, for the economy and inflation. But now that might say, okay, the Federal Reserve, maybe they won't cut rates because we don't have a jobs market that's falling off a cliff. And if we now have inflation dropping, well, why should we cut rates? So that's the dilemma that we have right now. So if you go over to this is the bond market we watch each day. So if you're new to me, I'll explain this how it is. And if you're an old timer with me, this isn't bad news today. So here's what we're looking at. We look at this market right through here, this bond. So what you have to understand is this bond, if the price of the bond goes up, which you're seeing right up there at the top, if the price goes up, that means mortgage rates are coming down. What happened yesterday? Hey, you're not going to like this one. Here's what happened yesterday. A two-day chart. We started here and it was down, down, down and away. And again, when this goes down, mortgage rates go up, and I can prove that to you right through there. Okay, so that's what happened there on the bond market. So today, it's kind of flat as a pancake. I'll take that after yesterday's dismal performance. Now we go over to the markets. How are they faring? Well, the markets got killed yesterday. We got the Dow Jones continuing to be in the red. So we have the indices across the board down. We got oil. We need oil below $60 a barrel. That's going to help inflation. And we got the 10-year treasury flat as a pancake. So right now the markets, they're not so bad. I'll take a Dow Jones down 100 and the NASDAQ down 46. So that's not looking too bad there. So now let's get over, what's the Federal Reserve? Yeah, they're going to meet in a week. And a week from today, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? Let me know what you would do down below. But I'm looking at it. Inflation, we're still at 2-something, 2.6, 2.7, 2.8. We're not at 2, so inflation's high. The jobs market, it's looking okay. So would I be cutting? I wouldn't be cutting. So let's see what the Federal Reserve is going to do in 7 days. You scroll down, and there is it continues to stay at a 95% chance the Federal Reserve will not be cutting at the next meeting. So what should you do if you're out there or you're a homeowner, home buyer? Well, if you're a homeowner, do me a favor. Go to our website right through here. Let me zoom this in a little bit. Right through here. I created this tool up through there because here's what's happening to people. Did you watch rates and you're like, okay, I'm going to wait for them to go a little bit lower, a little bit lower. And then you missed it. Well, don't miss it next time. Put your information right up through there. RateWatch 2.1. What we're going to do is we're going to monitor it for you. Let me know what rate you'd be interested in refinancing. I'll call you. I'll text you. I'll email you. We'll go over what your new payment would be, what the cost would be, and what your break-even point would be. Check out some calculators I got down below. I just created two of them. It creates what your costs are and actually what your break-even point. See on your by yourself if it really makes sense. So check out the calculators I have down there. They are for free. But folks, who am I and what do I do? My name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'm a mortgage advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico because the bank I work for provides me that license. But here's the cooler thing. We have a slogan. I actually made it up. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. So think of it. If you want to get multiple quotes, what do you have to do? You have to put your loan in here, there, here, there. They're going to pull your credit, ruin your credit. You're going to put all this information out there. I wonder if you could do that with one application and one credit pool. Join me today, me and Alan, right up through there will be the link. We're going to show you behind the scenes exactly how we do this. So it's pretty intriguing. You might be a little bit surprised because a lot of people that join us find out they can actually get a rate in the 5% range without paying a ton of fees. So I want to see what you can get, what you qualify for, just check it out. If you're looking to buy a house, we'd love to work with you too. Make sure you get pre-approved, not pre-qualified, and make sure you reach out to us. So we're licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, so nowhere out there you live, you wouldn't be able to use us. So reach out to us, we'd love to help. But otherwise, the markets should be flat today, but the president is in Davos, he's speaking, and when he speaks or tweets, you never know what these things are going to do. But hopefully now you understand a little bit more if you're a homeowner, maybe a home buyer, maybe even a realtor or loan officer. What in the heck's going on with those and why? So thanks for watching today, folks. I will be back live today with Alan. We'll do our event to show you guys how we show you rates behind the scene. But if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so over there. Make sure you click the bell so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. I'll be back today going over those rates with you, and then I'll be at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for yet another day. Thanks for watching, folks. Reach out to us if you need some help. Have a good one. Bye-bye.